Puritat, now in Dudley Park. Check out the crazy prices. Puritat moving in sale on now.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Puritap. Don't miss the crazy prices of their massive moving in sale. Water purifiers, designer taps, they're all priced to go. Call Puritap 133502.
G'day Adelaide, welcome to the Wednesday Rush Hour here at Triple M, and we love your support and love you just getting around us, because Bernie and I, we are for you. We're here for you. That's right, we're here for you. We're global, we're national, we're state, and we're grassroots. That's who we are on the Rush Hour.
Wow.
Kenny Hinckley's named the coach of the year, the AFL coach of the year. Tick that off. Brad Crouch, we've got a new club. And we'll catch up with Roo very, very shortly to talk about where he's off to. The Redback score there, Byrne, I'll get that very shortly. And Port Adelaide have delisted Cam Sutcliffe. He's been a wonderful, loyal player. But one man that is loyal, and he's wonderful, and he is just the show. He is the benchmark, as Bernie Vince. G'day, Byrne, and welcome.
Jeez, that's a bit heavier than yesterday. I'm okay, Joe. A bit of mixed emotions
today.
Well, Brad Crouch is leaving the Adelaide Footy Club, and we knew that it may happen and it might go somewhere. But until it actually happens, you've got that little bit of doubt that he might actually stay. And with his value coming down, thought he might stay. But we'll get into that a little bit later. I'm just
Roo's
a little bit
be coming in.
A few mixed emotions at the moment, Jars. But I was a bit worried when you said we are. And you paused, and you said, for you. And I was relieved, because I was just thinking, we are, you were going to say something very silly.
No,
I was like, you know when you make me nervous?
No.
I was nervous. I started fidgeting, and then you nailed it. So well done. Good opener. Yeah. Just a little bit more energy maybe at the start.
I
think you're just a little bit flat with the Brad Crouch
news.
I
am.
Just landed on
the
our desk.
The number two jumper now will have a new owner.
Do you get to choose? That's a good question.
No,
do
I don't.
Do you choose who you're going to hand that?
No.
You should.
Oh, well.
A life member, past player.
Yes.
You basically started that football club.
We don't do
club.
Things like that down at Adelaide Crows.
You built the foundations of that club. You started, you were there when all those.
With my brothers.
Where those shoes got stolen.
Yes.
And, you've been through everything at that footy club.
Was your number retired, Charles?
Not at all. Nor it should be. We've got Jay Clark coming on. He's going to talk about some very interesting things about Stephen Silvani. He slammed the Carlton CEO, hasn't he? He's come out firing today.
And we knew there was a bit going on at that footy club with him, because he's in a tough spot. His two lads were playing there. One's been delisted now, I think. But, it's tough. He's a list manager and he's got his sons on there. So, of course, you're going to look after your sons a little bit more. We've seen that with Todd and Jack Viney at the Melbourne Footy Club as well. So just a little bit awkward. If your dad's the list manager, you're going to ask him for a bit more. You go, come on, Dad. Set me up for life. Imagine if my dad was a list manager, I'd still be playing on, and I'd be getting about, I'd be on a mil a year for playing nothing. No games.
What's your thoughts on dads going in to negotiate your son's contract with your son? Now, Jordan DeGoey, he's got his dad doing it.
Hate it.
I have a situation up there at Williston that a young player of ours has his father in negotiations with our football club about next year.
Is that with you or?
No, I don't do the contracts. But
And
I'm thinking, hang on, you don't get your dad in there to do your contracts with you, do you?
Well, no. Personal. How old is this guy?
Well, he's only 20, 21. But Jordan DeGoey.
No, you do it yourself.
But Jordan DeGoey goes in there with his dad.
Yeah, but he's actually acting as his manager. But that's a shocking situation. No way.
But do you think it's a good idea having your father to go in and do contracts for you?
No, I don't like it, Jars.
Like
you need your dad to be a sounding board for what you discuss
get
at that
best
meeting.
Get your friend or
we can do this.
Get someone else.
Someone
to do
you
it.
Trust.
But
come
your,
in with
yeah,
you.
I'm with you.
Not your dad, because you need to sound stuff off your dad.
That's it. Big news just come through from regarding Braddy Crouch, the Adelaide Crow. Brad Crouch. Now, Roo and Burn, he's chosen St Kilda as his preferred destination next season. He's off to St Kilda.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what?
Well, we all thought it was probably going to be Geelong, or there was a sniff of Richmond.
Richmond, Essendon, Burn.
Yeah.
Well, so, Rupert, what does that
mean? A couple of weeks ago on the couch when St Kilda got knocked out by Richmond, both Jonathan Brown and Nick Revolt said that why aren't St Kilda going for Brad Crouch? They need more depth in their midfield.
Yeah.
And if you look at it from that perspective, it actually makes sense.
Mm. It does, doesn't it?
Put him in next to Jack Steele. Zach Jones, and a couple of young guys coming through. Like that completes them a little bit. Well, they're good down back, good up front with Ben King or like the young King coming through. Like Tim Membry, Ford. They've got Jade Gresham on the ground up there. So Butler was in the All-Australian squad. I just feel like that this might complete the St Kilda side. And they were good this year. Add him to that, Roo.
Well, if they get him for nothing, this is where the discussions that will happen from now on. So do they offer a big enough deal where Adelaide don't match, whether they're happy with the compensation that they get from St Kilda? So St Kilda could get him for nothing, just whatever wage they offer him. Whereas if they offer him, you know, low end, think they're going to get him cheap, then Adelaide can match, and then you have to trade. Now, I think St Kilda have only got their late first round pick for him. Okay. So that'll be the discussion. Now, that's what will have to happen. Both clubs get together and work out what happens.
What happens? So what categorises that, Roo? So you're saying
how do you
length
work out
of
the
deal?
Compensation?
Yeah, and how much money? So what puts him, say, a first round pick after? So it'll be pick two.
This is
what puts him in the second round.
This is the frustrating thing for footy clubs, Byrne. So there's no set formula. There's no document you can get from the AFL to say, if he gets this and this, you will get that.
Yep.
Okay, it's a bit of a an AFL formula that they use. Generally speaking, to get a first round pick, you need to have 4 to 5 years on north of $750. Right? So you don't get that easy.
Yeah.
Anything less than that, you might get at the end of the first round or the start of the second, and then down from there. So let's just say if it was 3 years at $600. You'd be getting an end of second round pick. So there's a lot at stake here for Adelaide fans. Great for Brad if he gets a long-term deal, if that's what he wants, if that's his number one thing in his career, to get to a successful club and a long-term contract, then he could be happy as well.
Will Adelaide match the offer from St
Kilda? Well, we don't know what the offer is.
Yeah, but when it does come through.
Well, it depends what the offer is.
What's the order? So the offer comes
from St Kilda.
St Kilda. Yeah. So say it's 4 years at $650, then Adelaide obviously find out about that. You don't know what your compensation pick is until the deal's done.
Well,
or do you find out what it's going to be and you make a decision on that? Or how does that work? Because you can't match something that you don't know.
That's right. We're speaking in hypotheticals here. Forget Brad Crouch for a minute. Yep. Let's just say any player. So, yeah, you'd get your deal from the other club. You'd work out whether you want to keep that player. If you wanted to keep him, you'd work out whether you can afford him. And if both those things work, you can match. And then at that point, then you've got to start going to the opposition club. And if the player says, no, I actually don't want to stay here, I want to go there, well, then you have to work out a trade.
Yeah,
I'm a bit flat, you know, because he's the best and fairest at the Adelaide Crows. It's tough, but obviously you guys have seen this coming and you're prepared for it.
It's a business. It's a business on both sides.
Yeah,
the player wants long term and money and all that sort of stuff. So
Brett Bratton's had a lot of conversations with young Brad Crouch too. So no doubt that got him over the line.
What do you mean?
Well, they've had multiple conversations.
Since when?
Well, that's just what it's reported.
Have you been saying that?
Not at all. Not at all.
But you know that. So this has been in the pipeline for a while.
Well,
you've been saying Richmond. You've been saying Geelong.
Yeah, I have. Gold
you haven't
Coast.
Said anything about St
no,
Kilda. Have
no.
you been keeping that quiet?
No, I haven't. Not at all.
Yes,
I
have. You have.
No,
you just said he's had multiple conversations.
Yeah, that's what it's reported here. It's reported here. It's understood, Brett Ratton, on the article that's come out. He's had multiple conversations with Crouch.
Well, that's not to be surprised. Nothing, I mean, Chris Scott said he'd been speaking to Jeremy Cameron.
So there you go.
Mm. Not allowed to, though, are you, Roo?
Yes, you are allowed
you
to.
Are, oh, yeah.
I think everyone
Correct.
Does it.
Everyone does it.
No, but are you allowed to? I don't think you are.
You know
until
what?
The grand final's finished.
Rule anyway.
Yeah, it is. So there you go. Big news coming out of Westlake. So make sure we get something good for him.
It's not my decision. It's what he gets paid from the opposition.
Okay.
Make sure St Kilda pay him plenty.
Yes, and you're right. Jack Steele, Seb Ross, Dan Hennery, Jade Gresham, Zach Jones, Bradley Hill.
What about all that?
That's who he was going into, that midfield group you're talking about moving forward for St Kilda.
Oh, well, James Howard, Gallagher, the list manager at St Kilda, is doing a good job.
Jeez, Gags. Mm. We're going to try and get Gags back?
Nah.
Anyway, there you go. That's the breaking news coming out of the Adelaide Crows, chaps. Well done. Thanks, Roo, for sticking around.
That's all right. I'll put the invoice in.
Burn, as you know, I've been doing some painting down at down the establishment, right? And I'm family. I apologise for bringing this up, but this morning I was floored by Maz, right?
What, she's whacked you?
When she said, can we have a chat? I said, yes, love. I want to meet you in the master bedroom. I've just completed the master bedroom. I've painted ceiling, walls, skirting, door frames, doors. You name it, Hato. These gifted hands have done a marvellous job, even though she's picked and she's got a deadly eye too. She's found a couple of spots. I said, what's up? Well, I don't like the colour. After 2 weeks, she hasn't slept that well because she doesn't like the colour. Well, I collapsed on the floor. My two dogs licking my face.
I thought that would be a positive for you because you get to paint again.
No,
because you love it.
I do. I've done the two rooms upstairs, and now I down the tools because I have a couple of days off before I get back into it again. Mm. Burn.
Yeah. See, look, Jazz. I've got to be honest.
After 2 weeks, you could have said when I was painting the bloody room, I don't like the colour. But I know. 2 weeks later, we got to change the colour.
Oh, we've lost him.
No, Boone.
And I've got to be honest here, and I apologise,
Maz. Oh, you're going to be honest, are you?
No, well, most times I agree with Maz with everything that happens. Geez. No, most times.
Go and join Blewett. Go on.
But, with this one, Jars, I'm with you.
Yeah!
I'm with you. Woo! Maz, you need to pick your colours carefully.
That's it.
And put a sample in there and have a look what it looks like before we do all the work the whole room, house. You can't just change your mind after it's all finished.
You can't, Maz. Not after 2 weeks lying side by side looking at the bloody walls.
That's the only time I've never agreed with
Maz. I've said, well, what do you want done? I want to go back to white. Wow.
Back to original colour.
Back to the original colour. Honestly.
Hey,
so it wasn't pleasant. Not pleasant. So family, again, I've got to get the brushes back out, get the ladders back out.
So you'd be loving it. You'd be loving it. Can you just go down the paint shop? You get to speak to your mates
boys
at the
down
paint.
There, yep.
They'll be there. You'll be pestering them again.
Can you just? Can I just share something with you? I'm just a tad excited to do the room again.
Yeah. Hey, Jazz, it's funny that you like painting because you've always reminded me of something.
Who's that, mate?
Well, you got a head like a painter's radio.
Great news during the week, family. The Furious Five, the quiz, is returning to the Rush Hour. Now, this is so exciting. If you want to play, Hayden will tell you where you want to play. But we've had people ring up already to not only nominate to play, which starts next week, but just to endorse the quiz. And here is some of the wonderful phone calls we've received there. Now, Timmy, did you hear the segment last night for the first time? What'd you think?
I caught the end of it. It was pretty loose. You didn't even ask the last question, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Perini, who works in our promotions department, said that quiz was a...
Great quiz, mate. Great quiz. Glad it's taken up my spot on Triple M.
Jars, what happens if you answer something wrong?
Yeah, now.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Jars, have you sorted the rules out tonight?
Not. Well, hang on.
It's been different every night.
That's a great question, Gaz.
Hang on, Gaz. Call out your middle name if you know the answer.
No, you don't do your middle name.
What's wrong with that?
Just middle name.
The Shambles Alley.
Oh, no. I thought they were endorsing.
Oh, that was smooth. It's not quite as smooth as what I feel like.
No.
Sloaney's flat.
0488 51047. Let us know that you want to play Rush Hour's Furious 5 quiz, which is returning. You can do that on our Triple M app as well.
Hey,
yes.
Just while I got you, is this your first quiz?
It is my first quiz.
Oh, he's a debutante.
Yeah, virgin.
He's a debutante.
I have been told that it's normally quick, organised, and very clear and concise what the rules are.
Yes,
so
you
who
heard
might
right.
argue?
Yep. You've been
right.
told right.
Thank you.
You've
heard right.
That's it.
And
it
just
is.
Play
and it's
your
perfect.
Role too.
I mean, what could go wrong?
some areas that Sean Craig Murphy tried to take over.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
He
it's
ended
all
up.
About me,
that wreck is your wreck, and I'm standing over there having a boost jersey.
Me, Murphy.
Me, 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 me,
Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
G'day, Jay. Welcome to the Rush Hour on this lovely Wednesday here in South Australia. Big news today in South Australia, mate, is that Brady Crouch has nominated the St Kilda Footy Club. Are you not surprised? And what will happen there for the Adelaide Crows?
Nah, this has been coming because Geelong weren't prepared to give him the big dollars, to be honest. So St Kilda had been stalking it and are in a position to give him probably the money which he was after in the first place. So an offer around $600,000 a year potentially for Brad Crouch. Is it enough to give Adelaide pick number two as free agency compensation? I don't think so. It doesn't look like it. The AFL keeps its formula on that front pretty secret, but we think it needs to be an offer of around $650,000 to trigger pick number two for Adelaide. So whether St Kilda's offer is just still under that at the moment, there's some stuff to thrash out still, but it looks like Brad Crouch, in fact, it's almost certain that Brad Crouch is set to join St Kilda. He's an important addition for the Saints because he's a blue chip on baller. He can help bring in Brad Hill onto the wing. You know, he probably didn't get as much of the footy as he would have liked this year, and St Kilda were very keen to add another star on baller to its engine room, made the semi-final this year, and Brad Crouch looks set to be that man. It's a fresh start for him. Obviously caught with the illicit substance, he probably needed a bit of a change, and I think St Kilda very confident at this stage been adding him to their engine room.
Yeah, and Adelaide can match that if they're not happy with the deal and force a trade from all, which I believe. So another
on that burn, yes. Just on that burn. So if you're St Kilda, right, and Adelaide do that, I mean St Kilda can either get him for free as a free agent, which they're obviously very keen to do, or they can part with a first round draft pick. Now St Kilda's in very strong intention at this stage is to get him for nothing, as per the free agency rule. So that's a bit of the argy bargy, which we can see play out over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to follow. Stephen Silvani, he's just given the old club a bit of a clip on radio this morning.
Slammed him, isn't he? Whack!
Extraordinary outburst from the former Carlton list manager. What it did is it laid bare the really bitter split between Silvani as list manager and the new CEO, Kane Little, who came across from Richmond. He basically said that Chris Judd had to jump in and communicate between the two because they essentially didn't speak anymore after Little undermined Silvani on a couple of occasions. He said that Little threw Steve Silvani's sons, Jack and Ben, under the bus in his very messy exit from Carlton. There was a press release there which basically said that the whole club was compromised because Silvani was list manager with his two sons on the list. He said that Mitch McGovern's preparation and training for games was still an issue, that he played better football at Adelaide, and said that there was some disagreement on the Eddie Betts payment terms. So, look, he really came in off a long line, very upset at the way his departure was handled. And clearly not getting any Christmas cards from Kane Little and vice versa. So, look, it's fascinating. And had we known some of this truth about the situation through that Carlton trade period, the internal fractions and disagreement, it would have been a huge news. But they're able to keep some of that pretty quiet. But he went whack this morning, Sauce.
All right, grand final teams, any changes yet or can you see any changes happening? Tom Hawkins tested for COVID yesterday, was he?
Yeah, and tested negative. The AFL's confirmed this morning, so that's good. He missed training yesterday, was isolated from his teammates, obviously as a precaution, just wasn't feeling 100%. The Cat's still adamant he will play in the grand final against Richmond. Two unchanged teams. So last year we had that extraordinary drama with Marlon Pickett who came in and then dazzled on debut, essentially. I think they'll be the same teams, aside from an unforeseen setback at this stage. So Richmond and Geelong expected to go in unchanged at this point, boys.
Jay, just before we let you go, latest on Jeremy Cameron. He's nominated Geelong. And what about Jordan Degoe? Where's that at?
Yeah, Collingwood still trying to get that deal done with his father. Some frustration there, it's fair to say.
That's
not
ideal.
At this point, there's no other clubs really strongly in play for Jordan. So
I wonder why.
Yeah, well, Collingwood still feel like they will retain him for next year, but unable to agree to financial terms at this stage. It is largely about money. And Jeremy Cameron, GWS have set sight that they've changed. They're going to change their list strategy a little bit. We know they've brought in a lot of high picks, which after 2 years have just left the club and have cost it cost GWS a fair bit of money. They're going to try and get some senior talent who actually want to be at the GWS Football Club and stay at the GWS Football Club. So yep. Sam Simpson, Asava Radagalea, Brandon Parfitt, he's contracted at the Cats, but he's another one that GWS have raised in talk. So they want to, rather than just picks, they want some senior players as well, the Giants.
Great stuff, Jay. Grand final week. We'll speak to you on Saturday on the Dead Set Legends. Cheers, mate.
Can't wait, boys. See ya.
Jay Clark there on Triple M Russia.
Obviously, you're going to be coach of the Willison Donnybrooks.
Yes, I am.
From season 2021 onwards.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on that and well done. But I heard a little rumour from someone in the area. Now, I don't want to give out too many names. Might name him towards the end of this if I have to.
All right.
But you are just, you've been a little bit unhappy about the lack of media exposure that's gone along with this. And,
no,
you know, it's just sort of been swept under the carpet, this role that you're taking.
No.
And not enough people have heard about it.
Well, yes, they have.
I need you to be very honest with me, okay? Over the next couple of minutes, I just need you to be true or false for these next statements. Now, is it, you've gone down media street, and normally what happens with a media interview, I've done a few myself. Sorry.
Yeah.
Normally they sort of come to you and they try and get you to, you know, they chase you.
They seek me out. Yes.
So,
well, what's
because
your problem?
Because they haven't done that.
Yeah.
Is it true you rang the Barossa leader and demanded an interview? But not only did you demand an interview, you've demanded to be somewhere in the front three pages. And yes, hang on. True or false? I've got a few more questions. True or false?
Oh, God.
True or false?
What?
That's
bloody false.
Oh, okay, there's your first wrong
do that
answer.
Again, and I'll shove that right where it goes.
You gave him a ding then. That's a wrong.
Right.
Right, and
what
is
else?
It true that once you rang up and demanded this, that a young apprentice rang you up and asked you, like, did the interview with you?
Yes, he did,
and before he could even get to his first question, you said, how old are you, mate? I need to talk to your boss. I only deal with senior players. At the paper.
That's
true or false?
That's true. He was a smart ass too.
Right.
Oh, and where are you getting this from?
So, I've got mates everywhere,
I know,
Jazz. So I've got this article, okay? I'm going to go through a few of the things that you said.
Oh.
So you've said here, and in quotes, so you've quoted to say this.
Here we go.
You've seen a number of games in the Barossa Light and Gawler competition.
Yes.
And the quality is of very high standard.
Yes, Burn.
True or false?
That's true, Burn.
Okay, well, what games have you seen and what teams?
Well, I went and watched the Gawler South and Gawler Central's game.
Oh, you're straight, you're laughing. Okay, well, anyone else? Any other games? Just the one.
Tanunda v Angaston.
Oh,
I did, Bird.
Okay, what colour's Tanunda?
Tanunda are black and white. They're the Maggies.
What about Angaston?
Yeah, they're bluish.
Right.
I think that was our way trip. Right. So where's this going?
What are our key pillars that we have here?
Well, honesty, trust, and passion.
Well, any danger of giving me a bit of honesty here?
I did a story for the Bunyip up there, which is $1.70.
Okay, I don't care about the price of it.
I went to the Servo and I tried to take it.
Matter.
The guy goes, it's $1.70.
He tried to take it. You go, well, I'm in it. He'll have a look at page three. I thought that means you get it for free. Now, you said, and this is quote again.
Here we go.
We have got some key pillars in place off field.
Yes, we have.
Just run us through them. Is that the motto of the club? Winning is optional, but the piss up after isn't?
No, we're a professional organisation.
Well, what is the key pillars?
Well, your president. We've got a good president.
Right.
There's a footy manager. There's me.
You are not a key pillar, my friend.
I'm not a pillar.
So now this concerned me. This concerned me.
This is with this young fella.
Yes, we've already had discussions around requirements from a personal perspective.
Yes.
Now, this is bizarre. Is this true that it's petrol money, a decent car park, and bar tabs after the game?
No, it's not.
Well, what are they then?
They're not, no.
What are the personal requirements you've had discussions about?
No, yeah. Well, I just want to make sure that I've got a car park and it's $6 to get in.
You are... And now this
and
is the best
Uber
part.
Driver. I want an
this
Uber
is the
driver.
Best, an Uber. Oh, gee, see, this is ridiculous. Now this is the best bit. This was the last line in the article.
Yeah.
The biggest positive
is
of this football club. The biggest. Now this is the biggest positive is that we currently have no sanctions hanging over our heads. Now what did you expect them to have? You want them all to be suspended or something? What does that mean?
They've taken a massive hit the last couple of years.
What, with sanctions?
Yeah, with sanctions, all right?
What do you mean?
Well, there are a few. Well, it's not before. Well, I have nothing to do with it. But all I'm saying is we got a fresh start. The Williston, the Donnybrook spirit is alive and well, and we can't wait for season 2021. Now, where did you get all this information from?
From the article.
Oh, did you?
That is what is in the article.
He told me he was going to bring that out next year, that article.
No, it's in there.
Anyway, well done. And what was his name again? Who wrote it?
I can't. No, I'm not giving names away.
I'm not on the radio. Yeah.
No.
Guess what? He's getting a phone call later on after the show. Yeah,
bloody oath.
Righto.
Dario Jars, we're proud of you.
Thanks.
No sanctions.
It is the rush hour.
No sanctions. That's his biggest positive.
Oh, bloody sanction you. Congratulations to Kenny Hinckley there. Bernie's now been named the AFL Coach of the Year. And he's had a wonderful year with that with his playing group. And now they've got to go to that next level next year, which is to play in a grand final and win one.
Yes.
Now, contract time for Kenny. He pulled the trigger and got one for 2021.
Yep.
How long do they offer him? Koshy's come out and said long term, is it a 3-4 year deal? And Kenny loves his money, like most people, so he's going to put a pretty big price on his head, I would imagine, Kenny.
Yeah, well, he's going to demand that, and he's proven that he's a good coach in the competition. So you get reward for what you do, Jazz, and he's done a very good job. I know he hasn't won the ultimate, but only very few actually get to the ultimate and win it. So he's done a very good job this year, but and he's been at the club a long time now, so it's probably time to have a standout year like that. What a perfect time to come out of contract.
So how long for you? What would cost the offer? Is it a three-year deal?
I've spoken about this before. I think in all coaches now, the AFL should come out and stamp a rule saying that I don't care how long you sign a coach for.
Yep.
If you end that contract, you've got to pay them for 6 months after the end of that season, no matter how long they get or have in their contract.
Okay.
Because it's costing too much. And then we're in an economic climate at the moment that we don't have money up our sleeve like we used to.
Yep.
And the AFL have taken big hits this year. Clubs have taken big hits. No supporters at games at a lot of the games. Mm-hmm. So, or reduced numbers at least. So the income hasn't been there. I think to save clubs, we need a six-month payout after they get, probably sacked is the right word to say, because you look at North Melbourne, they'll next year, if they get a new coach, they'll be still paying for three coaches at one time. So how the hell is that affordable?
It's not.
And that little clause in contracts helps. So to answer your question, I think 2 years is max, maybe three. Where's Ken Hinckley going to go? Like, you know, North Melbourne are out of a coach. Really, you know, yes, he could probably go to North Melbourne. If you know, there's a standoff between length of contract or dollars in it. But realistically, how many times does that happen? We saw Ross Lyon go from St Kilda to Fremantle in a shock move. That's probably the only one we've seen for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen often. So I feel like the clubs have got, you know, probably a lot of the power here. And I feel like there needs to be clauses in contracts to save clubs big money. So I'm saying 2 years, Jazz, and he's probably going to demand... You know, up towards $1 million now, $850,000, $900,000, for 2 or 3 years.
He may lose Michael Voss.
That's the thing.
And Nathan Bassett has been asked to take a pay cut.
Yes.
And I don't think that would please Nathan too much because he's done a very good job.
He has.
With his defence down there at Port Adelaide. So there might be some movement there regarding Kenny. So if Kenny's asking for more moving forward, someone's got to take a hit.
Yep. We speak about good clubs, and we speak about Geelong at the moment being able to afford Jeremy Cameron because they all play for less jars to fit other people in. Mm. The soft cap is getting reduced by about 30% which is coaching staff. Mm. Now, Kenny needs to work out, is it all about Kenny or is it all about the team of coaches around him? Mm. So he needs to make a decision about that. And I know he deserves to get good money on a good on a good term, but
it's a good point.
You lose people out the other side, and good teams. Geelong, perfect example of that, as from a playing perspective.
Well said. And just quickly, Stephen Silvani, one of the greats of the Carlton Football Club, has slammed the CEO, and this is what he had to say.
Looking back at the press release, it just put the boys under the bus. I thought it was amateur. Really lacked any respect in terms of how you handle people on the way out. I think your two biggest assets at a football club are your supporters and your players. The way that press release was written up, I think put two players under the bus and put more pressure on them than they should have to handle throughout a season. And ultimately, and I'm talking about Kane Little here, if he actually used the words he used to me when he decided not to go on with me, I would have been fine with that. But when you use words that weren't in that, and I asked him, if that's the reason why you want to not renew my contract, that's fine, but make sure you use those words you've used. Complexity was never mentioned to me. Ultimately, the words that were mentioned to me or were spoken to me was that it was untenable that I remain at the football club because my boys were there.
Right.
Wow, strong, wasn't it? Strong words there from Stephen Silvani. He described that as amateur from the footy club and... What he's not happy about is the press release was different to what he was told at the footy club. So that's what he's not happy about. He said it was untenable. That's when he left. That's what he was told. And then in the press release, it was completely different. So that's why he's blown up a little bit. The words that he used were different, and there was pressure on his sons. He thought it was just below the belt, and put pressure on his two sons more than what they were needed. And now one's been delisted, and one's, you know, just hanging on.
And I love what he said. The two biggest assets at a footy club are your supporters, which they are, and the playing group.
Yes, and don't forget that. Don't ever forget that if you think that could be changing. They are the two most important things at a football club, Jars, and remember that. Can you remember that for life,
absolutely,
please? Yes. No, okay, well, what is it?
What'd you say then? I was thinking about...
It didn't even last 4 seconds.
I was thinking we're going to wrap up the show next.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I cut you off there, Hayter. I always forget about the "that's fantastic" bit. Jazz, just while I search high and low for these facts that I know just knock you out of your chair.
I have nightmares about them now.
What do you mean nightmares?
No, I do. I can't sleep.
Yeah, I know, because they fill your brain.
Ridiculous. And where's my Benny Hill music?
Right. So while I was looking for it, let me get back to my story.
What do you got?
I've come across this story. Yes, do you know, Jazz, a woman who lost her wedding ring found it 16 years later on a carrot. On a carrot in her garden.
No way. So that carrot was there for 16 years.
It grew around it. It just popped up through the carrot. No.
It's not a 16-year-old
carrot, you idiot. A woman in Sweden lost her wedding ring while cooking for Christmas in 1995. Yes. Yeah. She looked everywhere for it and even had her kitchen floor pulled up hoping she would find it.
Oh, wow.
But she wouldn't see it again until 2012 in her veggie patch.
That's lovely.
The carrot grew up. She hadn't slipped it on because the carrot's grown around it. It's fatter each side of it.
Right.
But that's not even a fact. I was just letting you know that.
Thanks, Ben.
Right, now to my fact.
Did they eat the carrot, though? Did they cook the carrot in a stew or something?
Well, not after it's been in the ring.
Let me read this.
You don't even know.
No, I didn't look any further than that. That was because that's not a fact. That was a good story.
Thank you for that.
Now, here we go.
The fact.
Right. Jars, in ancient times, spider webs were used as bandages. Bandages!
What?
Yes, used to put them over grazes and cuts. Because they would twine them together. Let me.
Three quarter time, and you've done a little.
You don't even know.
In ancient Greek and Roman, doctors used spider webs to make bandages for their patients. Spider webs supposedly have natural antiseptic and antifungal properties, which can help wounds, clean, and prevent infection.
That's
there you go.
Yeah. Well,
there it is.
Oh, Jazz is liking that. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Love it, Burn. That's fascinating. Didn't know that.
Isn't it?
Well done.
I'm learning so much doing this.
So if
I don't have
a Band-Aid at home and I rip my knee open painting or whatever,
yes.
I go and find a funnel web spider.
You know what's really good for them?
What?
Redback webs.
Right.
But just leave the redback in it. See how you go.
We do not endorse that. And Jars is gone. Don't do that, family. Do not follow Bernie Vince for medical advice. Follow him for fashion and good tips. Triple M.
Who grazes their knee while painting, by the way?
PureTap, now in Dudley Park. Check out the crazy prices. PureTap moving in sale on now.